Wayne Pacelli feels the Board of Zoning Appeals has missed the point. He agrees with the Richmond SPCA and other animal advocates in the area that Susan Mills should have the right to feed and care for feral cats around her home, their companion animals. Mills is appealing the board's ruling.
It's a wrong-headed policy. The feral cat caregivers are doing such important work, especially with their trap, neuter, and return work.
Pacelli noted that Mills has helped control the number of ferals in her neighborhood for a number of years, and only 7 are still around.
Folks are not going to support the idea of picking up feral cats and then having them euthanized, but they will actively manage these colonies by trapping them and neutering or spaying them and then returning them to colonies with the idea over time that you can reduce the population and even see these colonies phased out.
Trapping, neutering, and returning feral cats is practiced, he added, nationwide and is the accepted humane method of dealing with the animals.
The idea of not providing any care to these feral cats runs counter to what so many hundreds of thousands of people truly in America are doing in counties all over the country. And I don't think that this is an appropriate response. We're not seeing policies like this anywhere else, and it really does need to be re-examined and overturned.
Peggy Lynch with the Richmond cat advocacy group Somebody's Inc. says Mills is a hero. She's done everything right. Her cats are in excellent health and see a vet regularly. Feral cats, Lynch said, aren't dangerous and they're wary of strangers. Most of the time they aren't even seen.
It's one of the reasons their colonies are so successful. They're pretty much under the radar. Being feral only means that they're fearful of people. It's not that they are aggressive in any way. They don't know human touch and they don't know what to expect, so they just avoid it. So I would definitely say they are companion animals, and they will also make that transition given time. You can successfully socialize some cats if you get them early enough.
She points to growing evidence of the success of trap-neuter return.
There's a lot of anecdotal information out there. There's also an 11-year study that was done by the University of Florida that had some pretty compelling results. They showed a decline of 66% in new kittens in the first 4 years of doing this on the colony that they were studying.
Lynch said a number of groups in this area have also seen dramatic results.
It's a very humane approach. The colony will dwindle down and ultimately disappear through attrition. Feral cats don't live the same lifetime of indoor cats that receive, you know, shelter, warm shelter, regular feeding, and regular vet care.
The Richmond SPCA, she said, is a terrific resource. They will neuter feral cats without charge.
They check them over while they're anesthetized, and they spay and neuter them as young as 8 weeks old, so it can be done very early on with kittens, and they provide them with the rabies vaccination, so they get a good healthy start.
There's plenty of help for anyone who encounters a feral cat colony.
Alley Cat Allies is a wonderful national organization that have all sorts of information on both how to shelter and care for a colony, as well as how to perform TNR.
John Ogle, WCVE News.